Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. You who are loved by God and called to be his saints, grace, mercy, and peace be yours this day in Christ Jesus. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, what a strange, even paradoxical statement of Jesus from our gospel today. In a world that often values power, success, and self-sufficiency, Jesus says in our gospel today that the poor in spirit are the ones who are blessed. The poor, the humble, the lowly. And not only are they blessed according to Jesus, but they are promised by Jesus the kingdom of heaven. And to understand this promise that Jesus gives, we must look closely at the context of these words in which Jesus speaks them, both within the Gospel of Matthew as well as within the entirety of Scripture itself. And so what does it mean, according to Jesus, to be poor in spirit? The Greek word that Jesus uses for poor here in this verse is tokos, which refers not just to someone who lacks material wealth, but someone who is destitute, utterly dependent, and in need of help from someone on the outside. To be poor in spirit is to recognize one's spiritual poverty before God. It is to acknowledge that we have nothing to offer to God by our own strength, our own righteousness, even our own wisdom. According to Jesus, to be spiritually poor means to be spiritually bankrupt, to have absolutely nothing within us. And this is a foundational truth of the Christian life that you and I share as God's people. The Apostle Paul reminds us in his letter to the Romans that all have sinned and fall short of God's glory. We have nothing within us to commend ourselves to God. We cannot earn his favor through our good works, through our church attendance, or even through our best intentions. And yet, in that state of spiritual poverty, in that state of spiritual bankruptcy, Jesus says in our gospel to us today that the poor in spirit are blessed. How can this be? The key to understanding the blessing of the poor in spirit is in the promise that theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And what does that mean? The kingdom of heaven in Matthew's gospel refers to the reign and rule of God, both now in this world and in the life of the world to come. It is the realm where God's will is done perfectly in the world, and where those who belong to him enjoy his peace, joy, and eternal life with him. And the kingdom of heaven, according to Matthew's gospel, is a gift, not something that you and I can achieve or earn. The poor in spirit are those who, by God's grace, recognize their need for this kingdom of heaven. They are the ones who know that they cannot enter into it on their own. They are the ones who, in humility, look to God alone for his salvation. And Jesus' words echo through the entire message of Matthew's gospel. As we heard here in our gospel today, within the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gives to his disciples in the crowd, he's not just offering a moral code for good living. He's laying out the character of those who belong in the kingdom of heaven, those who have been brought into the kingdom of heaven by God's grace. And the Beatitudes as a whole, as we heard in Matthew's gospel today for our gospel reading, turn the world's values upside down. Blessed are the poor, Jesus says. Blessed are those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the persecuted even. Each of these characteristics that Jesus gives in our gospel today reveals the paradox of the kingdom of heaven. And the world around us tells us to pursue power, wealth, and self-sufficiency. But Jesus says here in our gospel that the kingdom of heaven belongs to the humble, the mourning, those who are hungry, those who suffer even for the sake and name of Jesus. In fact, the very person who embodies the paradox of humility and poverty of spirit is our Lord Jesus himself. Paul writes elsewhere to the Philippians, though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus, who is the King of heaven, came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. In this way, Jesus truly shows to us what it means to be poor in spirit. He does not exalt himself above the rest of the world, but rather humbles himself for the sake of the world. He recognizes his dependence upon the Father and willingly submits himself to the will of the Father, even to the point of dying on the cross. And it is through his death upon the cross, that you and I are made rich in spirit. For as you and I are made rich in spirit, we are forgiven. We are reconciled back to our Heavenly Father. And through these actions of Christ upon the cross, you and I are adopted into his kingdom of grace and life. As we celebrate this feast day of All Saints, we remember that all the saints, whether they are known to us personally by name or not, these are the ones who, by God's grace, confessed in this earthly life their poverty of spirit. They are not saints and not recognized today because of anything in themselves, but they are recognized today because of God's work in and for them. They are those who are recognized, who recognized in this earthly life their spiritual bankruptcy and their poverty. They're the ones that casted themselves entirely upon the mercy of God and the work of Christ, his Son. The saints are poor in spirit, in the same way that we are called to be as well. These saints, these beloved ones who now rest in Christ Jesus and his promises, are the ones who indeed trusted in the promises of God, not looking to their own righteousness, but constantly throughout this earthly life, looking to the righteousness of Christ, won for them. Their lives were marked by humility, by faith, and most importantly, dependence upon God and his grace. These, according to Jesus, are the recipients of the kingdom of heaven. Not because they earned it in this earthly life, but because they received it from Christ as a gift. And so what does this mean for us today, dear saints of God, here at St. Mark? How can we, in our daily lives, live as those who are poor in spirit? Well, first, we must first confess our spiritual poverty before God. We must recognize that apart from Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. In our prayers, in our worship, in our daily lives, each and every day, in all of our thoughts, our words, and our actions, we must first and foremost humble ourselves before God, acknowledging that all we have, our faith, our salvation, our hope, even our good works, all of these are a gift from Him. Secondly, we must look to Jesus as our example. He is the true poor in spirit. And Jesus invites us to follow Him in doing so here today. And as we follow Him throughout our earthly life, we must live with a spirit of humility, serving others, not seeking to exalt ourselves through these actions, but to exalt Christ and to give Him glory for what He has done for us. And finally, in and all through all of these things, we must remember the promise of the kingdom of heaven. Though we live in a world that values power and self-sufficiency, dependency upon ourselves, we are citizens of another kingdom. A kingdom that has come near through Christ. And will one day be revealed in all of its richness and fullness. This kingdom belongs to the poor in spirit, to those who know their trust and their need is in God through Christ Jesus alone. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This is the great paradox of our Christian faith. Those who are spiritually poor, spiritually bankrupt, those who recognize their need for God, are the very ones who are rich in the grace of God. These are the saints who have gone before us, and they are the saints who live among us here today. As we remember and rejoice in the saints, let us also strive to be poor in spirit, just like them, trusting in Christ alone for our salvation, and living humbly in the knowledge that because you and I are poor in spirit, for the sake of Christ, the kingdom of heaven belongs to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people said, Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your heart.